I watch it. I like it. You know, I try to follow, you know, a lot of the managers that I had or coaches I had still are in the game. And now there's a lot of players that I played with that are managers and stuff like that. There's not that many players left that I watch. I mean, Lackey, I see him. I saw him with the Cardinals and the Cubs now. But really, there's not too many that I've played with that are still out there playing, you know, Yadi, I guess, and Wainwright and stuff like that. But I watch it when it's convenient. You know, I don't sit there and watch it every day.
Well, what else are you doing? What else are you doing? That's what we do here in St. Louis, is watch baseball.
Wow, wow, wow.
What else have you got to do on 44 acres?
I give lessons sometimes here, and I help with some teams locally. That's about it. I've got kayaks here. I go kayak.
Oh, I think we lost him.
Still,
oh, there he is.
Nurse?
She'll hear me still?
Nurse?
Yeah, you cut out there for a second.
Just for a second.
All right. I kayak.
Doug, Nurse?
I think we lost him again. He's under an overpass.
I think he sneak a question in and then they cut him off?
No.
Nurse? Nancy.
Well, yeah.
Chasey Lane.
Hello, Spiezer. Hello, Spiezer. Hello.
There he is, Doug.
There he is. Okay.
Don't say kayak again. Apparently, that's the word that gets you cut off.
Okay. All right. The next thing I said was zip line, and I got zip lines here. And I play basketball, lift. You know, it's kind of boring. There's not too much to do here.
That's okay. Huh. Boring can be good. Have you thought about getting back into baseball coaching? Is that something that that you enjoy?
I have.
Kayak.
I said kayak again, Doug.
I wanted to wait until my kids got out of high school, at least my three oldest. So that's coming up here pretty quick. So I'm going to start sending out resumes on some old friends and stuff. The other thing I've been doing is I've
Kayaking. He's been going kayaking, and the FCC will not put up with it.
Am I still here?
Yeah, now we hear you again. It seems like we thought you were going to say you're going kayaking again, and the FCC's got 10 snips, and they just cut our wiring.
Sorry. I was saying I'm writing a book with a co-author about sports hypnotherapy.
Nice.
Huh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And what about music? Do you still pursue that at all? Because I know you were in a band, and that was a big part of your life some time ago.
I'm still writing. We haven't been playing out or practicing much. I'm writing, and I've been going to concerts and stuff like that to see some of my old friends. You know, Guns N' Roses and Alice in Chains came through. Metallica's coming through. Disturbed. Godsmack. It's still fun going and seeing those guys. Getting older, but they rock. So it's, yeah, I enjoy doing that. That's one thing. And I golf too.
How's your game?
It's all right. I can hit the ball a long way.
Yeah.
It's just consistently from about 150 in, which is the whole game, you know.
That's where it's at.
Right. Exactly.
Now, do you play softball you play softball or anything? You're still active in the baseball game at all?
Well, I played a couple times. I've got a fake hip now. So as far as running real fast, I can't run real fast. So I can play first.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can still run and play basketball and stuff. It's not the same as before. You know, when I used to have lightning speed.
Sure you did.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
The aging process stinks. The aging process just stinks, doesn't it?
I know. Yeah. Yeah, I've had cortisone shots in my back, all sorts of stuff.
Mm.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds great.
I can't complain too much, though. I haven't had anything major, so knock on wood.
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, everything you've been through, you have kids that you're in touch with that are healthy and doing well. You have 40 acres and a kayak. I think you
don't
win.
Don't say kayak.
Sorry.
Two kayaks.
All right, they let it go that time.
Yeah, they did. They let it through.
I think a host can say kayak, but a guest cannot.
Okay, that's correct. That's the program.
So you guys get Are you guys going to the game today?
The Cat, you'll be there. Yep. He'll be covering it for Fox Sports Midwest.
Yeah,
just
I'll be
like
up there on the Jumbotron. You know that.
Jumbo Jim.
You were on the team for that, right? You were on the team when that happened.
Oh, yeah, I was.
What happened in the dugout when that happened? Were you guys in the field? You guys were in the field. Well, where were you? Were you playing that day?
I think we were in the dugout, and I think we all just looked at each other and said, did he just really say that?
Iggy, put that in your book.
Yeah, we're going to put that in there.
You know what? No, I don't know as too many people heard it. Eckstein was upset with me in hindsight when I mentioned that I thought the Brewers were a little overrated. And Bill Hall was the guy who was most upset, and I've since worked through that over the years with Bill Hall.
Yeah,
so we're
fine.
Good too.
I just, you know, when John sent me the text that you guys were, you know, were on, he put Jim the Cat, right?
Yep.
I'm thinking, how come it's the Cat instead of not Jumbo Jim the Cat?
because you call me Jumbo Jim, and Tim McKernan, my partner here, put the Cat in. And Tim is very popular in St. Louis.
I am, Doug.
He's a local broadcast hero.
I am, Doug. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I know that. I mean, of course.
Yes.
Clip that off. Iggy already will. That'll be in the drop.
Are you surprised that your former teammate Jim Edmonds has made the transition to broadcaster?
No. In a way, yeah, but he's always been kind of funny, you know, in a low-key type of way. You know, I had to sit next to him. You know, 2 years I was there, and we were pretty good friends. So he does a pretty good job. When I first saw him, I was a little nervous for him. He got here. How's that?
That's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he can talk. He's very good. He does a great job. Have you ever thought about doing something like that? Have you have any interest in that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, I'm. You know, when you ask me about if I watch the game, I've been watching, like, it was about 4 years there where it was hard for me to watch because that's all I could play. And I just needed a break from it, I think. And now I'm starting to watch it quite a bit. You know, of course, with, you know, the Cubs winning, you kind of shoved it in your face around here last year. I was happy for Joe Maddon because I played for him, but I'm happy that the Cardinals are doing well again, you know. The two teams I root for are the Cardinals and the Angels, of course. But since my dad and I played with the Cardinals, I'd say it's probably the favorite.
And I saw your dad last night as he's being honored with the rest of the 67 team.
Okay.
All right.
And we lost him again. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
All right.
Hello, Spezer? I think we lost him.
Right. Is he kayaking now, and that's what happens? Like he goes underwater?
Seamaster, don't worry. We'll just let him go. If we
get one of those
good to catch up.
Cheap plans.
But, you know. It was kind of hit and miss throughout. Yeah. The main thing, though, is that we got to kind of do a 30-for-30 audio version on the Cat and Bill Hall. And your guys' relationship.
You got up there on the video board during the game and said these Brewers are overrated.
I think more people would enjoy more like that.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if they had a guy up there throwing shade at the visiting team?
I didn't just go up there to say that. They said, hey, go up there and say something if you want to say something funny about your radio show about Fox. So I did, and I said, Jim Hayes, best post-game coverage on Fox Sports Midwest. You can also hear us on the morning grind with Martin Kilcoin until he quits or whatever. And at the end, I just said, and because this was the Brewers, this was like they weren't even good yet, but they were like the darling pick to win it all out of nowhere, Sports Illustrated. And I said, by the way, I think the Brewers are a little overrated.
I think the games would be far more entertaining.
Absolutely.
If there was somebody on the video board criticizing the visiting team. Everybody who came up.
It was a little shot, and I was like, there was a smattering of laughs, and I was like, all right, it's okay. And then my phone actually exploded, like jockety and
who was mad?
Lamping.
Jockety. Oh, they were all mad?
No, they were all just like, Tony's going to be mad. And then the only guys that were really mad were Tony and Eckstein, who was friends with
Bill Hall.
No, the second baseman.
Little Darnell
Council?
Coles.
No. Ricky Weeks. Oh. And so he felt like it. And Tony was like, you were representing us up there. And I was like, it won't happen again. So anyway, I've told this story, but it is worth repeating because I think it's funny. So the way Tony made it seem like I was going to walk into the clubhouse and guys were just going to beat the stuffing out of me. So that, I remember the door to the clubhouse in my eyes transformed to those double swinging doors at an old saloon, like you were ready for a shootout. Mm-hmm. And I walked in and no one even paid me any attention. And there was a row of relievers. And I go, you mad at me? Why? You mad at me? Why? No one. And here comes Edmonds. Don't worry about it. I told him you're a good guy. And then he told me the only guy that was mad was Eckstein. So I talked to
him. And what did Eckstein say to you?
He glared at me and I go, you're really mad. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I have friends on that team. And like you were representing the Cardinals and you disrespected them. And I go, I get it now. I didn't at the time. Won't happen again. So flash forward 17 years or whatever it is.
They can't get over it. They can't let it go. The Brewers have
I've
their
never
feelings
made
hurt.
The same mistake.
Now, is that any different than, I know that's taking a shot at a certain team by saying overrated. John Yula the other night, the play-by-play or the PBPA announcer, when he does this stuff prior to the game, he said, your first place Cardinals and the fourth place Cubs.
Oh, damn.
Nobody has said anything about that. That was kind of a shot, but true, they were in fourth place, but he said, your first place Cardinals
taking
on
the middle of a game.
The fourth place
Bill
Cubs.
Hall was getting ready to take that bat.
And yours was opinion. His was fact.
Right.
Yeah. We all learn. We've all had, I don't know if you've ever had a misstep in your career.
Do they let you on the video board again?
Well, it's never come up again. So, no. To answer your question directly, no.
Yeah.
No, I've been up there when we do little things from the studio for Fox Midwest. Yeah, I've been up there. Right. But they never gave me the mic and said, hey, do a little stickola, Jim.
I would love to see an insult comic up there all the time when the other team is there and just ride them mercilessly.
I think it would...
classic.
It might get out of hand. Might get out of hand.
Yeah, that's why I'd like to see it.
Doug, Bill Hall was married to Jules Ventura.
Oh, Julesy. Yeah.
Robin Ventura and Bill Hall now live together in Piedmont, New York.
I didn't know that.
Robin Ventura, doesn't he manage the White Sox?
Yeah. So maybe that's not accurate.
Well, you are the prince of misinformation.
Yeah, at age 20, Jules Ventura married.
Who is Jules Ventura?
This is Bill Hall.
It's an adult, Bill's Hole.
An adult. Now, Spezer is not married to the to his wife who he had met before.
I believe that's correct. Yeah. Jen.
Married to somebody else? Did we get that far?
Well, the kayak situation came up, and we weren't able to finish off a lot of thoughts. Luckily, we got to the Jumbotron thing. That was important.
Kayaking, I think, is a code word for something else that we probably don't understand. Mm-hmm. And when the FCC hears that, I mean, they'll sniff your wiring.
Boy, Spezer was a heck of a player. He really was.
Doug, game two. Shea Stadium, 2006 NLCS. And there's the Spezer with a triple off of Billy Wagner, setting the stage for a dramatic Cardinal comeback. And had that Cardinal comeback not happen, this organization would only have 10 world championships.
Mm-hmm. He was good. He could play all over the field. Switch hitter. Good defensively.
Plug him in anywhere.
Yep. That's why he had a long career. Apparently, he thought it wasn't long enough. Thought it ended too soon.
He had a couple of issues along the way.
I suppose there aren't very many who get out of the game and think that they can't still play. There's very few that get to go out on their own terms, do the Derek Jeter, Cal Ripken farewell.
They all
leave a little bit upset that it ended before they thought it should have.
Ricky Horton, who was, you know, as kind a man as you could possibly meet, he had trouble watching games when he got out of the game, because he was like, I should be...
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt it.
...out there.
I think no matter at what point your career ends, if you get a year and it ends, then you say, no, I'm better than this. Why would I have to go back to the minor leagues. And if you've been in there 20 years, you probably think, well, I've been a star. I'm still a star.
That's how I felt watching the Players this weekend.
That you're a star and still a star.
That's why it's going to be, when we're eventually ousted, it's going to be hard for us to listen to sports talk.
Or radio. Any radio. Yeah, any media. Okay, Lefty. I just wish they hadn't traded him.
Who, Spezio?
No, Carlton.
Are we done?
They would have won. We're not done. They would have won at least three more division titles if they had Steve Carlton. And if they hadn't traded Jerry Royce also.
Supposedly, it was over, what, $5,000? He was
like that.
On his way, it was a Bing Devine's office, to say, don't worry about it. You know, because he had heard that they were trying to trade him over $5,000. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. And by the time he got there, the trade had already been completed.
Right. Boy, that killed him.
No, they did go to the World Series the following year without Carlton, so.
But he was still here in 68, wasn't he?
I thought he got traded after the 67 season. If I'm wrong, then.
I don't know. We could look it up if we had computers.
I'm busy looking up this Jules Ventura thing.
Love it.
Because supposedly, when Bill Hall went into a slump and got cut, she left him.
Did she?
And then he was an analyst on Cold Pizza after the 2006 season on the 2006 playoffs. Kind of be fun to hear his thoughts on the Cardinals and Scott Spezio.
And the Jumbotron.
And the Jumbotron incident, because that would just be at that point only 7 months removed as opposed to now where it's 11 years removed.
Carlton played for the Cardinals until 1971. His last year, he was 20-9.
And the Cardinals won the World Series in 70.
In the year
71,
you know, they're bringing
over the Orioles 68. And the A's.
You know, they're bringing the 67 team back. Do you think they're going to have like a Jumbotron anniversary weekend?
God, it would be great.
They'll bring back Eckstein and Spezio and Bill Hall.
Doug, look, it's Biff.
Oh, hello, Biff. Hello, Biff.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Where are you? You sound like you're a long way away.
I just got back from the Kentucky Derby.
Well, that was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, so not well, just, not just, actually.
Huh?
Nothing.
What's that?
Nothing, really.
Kayak.
No, I didn't own kayak. No, I won a lot of money, so I just stayed in Louisville for almost 2 weeks. It was fun.
How much did you win down there, Biff?
I think it was 11 grand.
Really? Yeah, did you pick the winner?
Picked the winner of the Derby, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, and then on the Kentucky Oaks, which was Friday, I hit a long shot, which was like a 40-1, so that paid like $4,000.
Wow.
And then I picked this other horse that paid like, I think it was 6-1, and I had $1,000 on him.
Mm.
So that paid like $6,000. Yeah, somewhere around 11 total. Yeah, mm. It was good times.
How'd you pick him? You got a lot of horse sense?
Yeah, go down. We went down to the paddock looking at the horses before the races, you know?
And you
which
can,
ones look
you can tell
a little spunky.
Just by looking at them in the paddock.
Nice and smooth.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the Derby? But you guys win any money on it?
Well, I watched, but I didn't win any money on it. I don't bet on things like that. I don't have a clue who's going to win.
Oh. Yeah, the Preakness is this Saturday.
Yes, I know. Yeah, you going to go there? You going to go to Baltimore?
You know, we were going. I've been there before, but we were going to go, but it's Pooch's in the park at the stadium, and so taking the dog to the game, you know.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I could see where you would miss the Preakness so you can take your dog to a baseball game.
Well,
especially if you just won 11 grand. Why don't you go back and win some more cash?
No, we're going to go to the Belmont here in a few weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Pooch's in the park is fun. So my assistant, she's bringing her dog. And then one of the DB's girls is bringing her dog, so I'm going to go two girls to the game and three dogs.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You still dating the DB's gal?
Hanging out, Doug.
Okay.
Hello. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, there was a Hooters girl in there, too, somewhere, wasn't there?
Yeah, she got washed up in that flood from all the rivers and stuff.
She got washed away?
Well, she's still here. I mean, but she... Their house got flooded from that flood, so I hadn't been seeing her so much.
Good talk, son.
Yeah. Way to be there for her.
So you just left her. Ah, you're flooded out. I think I'll go for the DB's gal. Thank you, Lefty.
Well, Hooters chick's supposed to come see me tonight. We're going down to the green seats tonight, Cat, so I'll see you down in the green
seats. Very nice. Right. Ball so hard, University.
Giving you some warning there, Cat. I'll be having a beer sitting there ready for you, Cat.
Okay. I probably won't be drinking it because I'll be doing journalism, but thank you for the thought.
I wrote a poem. Tim, can I read it on the
show? Doug, would you like to hear a poem?
Absolutely. Yes, I love poetry. Love to hear it, Biff.
Okay. All right, I'll try to get through fairly quick. All right.
Okay.
I call this, I named the poem To Our Great Leader, Tim.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
It's like a prayer.
I'll do the laughing.
Wasn't that funny? Go ahead.
All right. Tim knows how to lead these misfit AM talk show men. Why is Tim not in primetime television on ESPN?
Good question.
Keep going. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked. Just keep on reading.
Doug is getting old. It looks like he may just blow away. The Cat Hayes is a bit younger. I'm glad he is here to stay.
Thank you.
I wish the radio show could be next to a strip bar, because Biff and the listeners spend most of their times in the bar.
That's the same word. You can't rhyme the same word.
Yeah, you can. I just did.
Well, but that's not appropriate.
Well, you're not appropriate either, Doug.
Okay, watch
clip that off.
All right. You
Larry Nickel graduated from college. Wow, what is next? Will someone actually send in this show an interesting text?
Good rhyme.
Better.
Iggy, that worked.
Iggy is the one guy we all listen in on to hear, because we all know that no celebrity call does he fear. Plowboy knows the farm animals all too well. The Plowboy sleeps with them is what he does not tell.
Oh, no.
The true 590 fans dig ditches and get out of prison on parole, because the true 590 fans all wish they had Tim's bankroll.
Okay.
Doug should prolong his career at Channel 4. Just needs some young, cute girls in skirts on Channel 4 screen that don't sound dumb.
That didn't
rhyme at all. No rhyme at all. You just gave up on a rhyme there.
Being politically correct is the worst thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You may as well live in North Korea, where the leader has a bad hairdo.
Nice.
God bless the USA and this amazing AM radio station. The whole country would be better off if they listened to Tim's Radio Nation. That's it.
Wow, wow, wow.
Did you work a long time on that, Biff?
Yeah, I have 4 or 5 hours left night.
Oh, brother.
Well, it was worth it. It was worth it, because that thing was that was an emotional roller coaster for all of us. Thank you, Bill.
Something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you. Hold on.
A challenge. So yesterday, I took one of the DB's girls to, you know, Kimo's Cusimano's joint at the top of the Met, you know? Yep.
Doug, I like the Filet Douglas there. I wonder if it was named after you.
I like the veal best in the city.
I took one of the DB's girls there for lunch yesterday for an hour and a half. It was fabulous. That place is the bomb.
So it sounds like this is getting serious with you and this dish.
No, this is a different DB's girl from the last one I was talking about.
Oh, I wonder if that's going to cause problems down at DB's.
No, they don't know. You don't let information out like that.
Okay. You don't think they'll talk amongst themselves?
No. Hey, you know, guys do Uber much? Because I got to give Uber's pretty good service.
No.
Okay, I get to the Derby, and my Uncle Stymie wasn't there yet.
Stymie?
Yeah, my Uncle Stymie came to the Derby. It was his 40th Derby in a row he's been to.
Okay.
And it was my 15th.
Well, sure.
Anyway, he's on his way down, so I'm like, well, I'll go to Hooters and do a little paperwork for my business. So I got an Uber to Hooters for a few hours.
Of course.
And they're closing around 1. I get back, and I realize, oh, my God, I left my briefcase in the Uber car. Well, I had brought about $12,000 cash to gamble with at the Derby.
Of course.
And I leave my briefcase in the Uber car. And it took me an hour to figure out how to do it, but I get a hold of the Uber driver. He brought it back, And he goes, yeah, there were some, I didn't even know it was back there. These girls in the back of the car, and they're like, whose is this? And they open it up and go through it, and they're pulling out, and they have all this money throwing it around, going, wow, we're going to have a party. And he's like, no, put that back in there, put that. I got to find that guy. The guy come and found me 2 hours later. I counted the money. Every single dollar was there, not missing a single dollar.
Wow. How about that? Yeah. Well, a tip of the cap to Stymie, Doug, mm-hmm. the Uber driver.
No, that was his uncle.
Yeah.
So did you tip him well?
He said, yeah.
Did you give him a nice little tip?
I gave that Uber driver a really nice tip. Yeah.
What was the tip, honestly? Be honest with me. What was the tip?
I gave him a few $100. I mean, my
God. Yeah, I think that's worth it. Absolutely. I think that's a nice place, sir. I tip mm-hmm. my cap.
Yeah, I gave him a few hundred. But what about tonight? See, I think because of the 67 Cardinals, this is a tip on betting, right. guys. When there's a big ceremony like tonight's, the 67 Cardinals are like, you know, some kind of a ceremony for a team.
Right.
And they're bringing the Clydesdales out and all night.
Sure they are.
Now, I'd say 90% of the time that team will win that night. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Tim?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. Look how well the Yankees responded to Derek Jeter night, Doug. They were only down 8-0 in the second.
Right.
And that's the way you'll see teams respond with a big ceremony.
Yeah, but they didn't have Clydesdales. I think that's Biff's point.
Yeah, but it's only Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah. They did lose that game, didn't they, Tim?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
But I'm saying the most of the times when there's some kind of ceremony that happens, the team wins that game.
Doug, okay. your data there.
Okay. And you'll be in the green seats tonight.
Yeah. Well, we get out there. I'll be looking. I'm going to harass the cat when he's not looking.
That'll be fun.
That's good. Yeah. He likes that when he's on the air, especially.
Yes, I do.
Tim, you got any good news and advice for strip bars in the area lately?
I have to tell you, Biff, I haven't been to a stag bar in the St. Louis area in a very long time.
Is Iggy there today?
Oh, yeah.
He is. He's bringing heat right now.
Oh, he missed out the window. He wanted to see that girl from Hot Shots on the east side, and he missed his window. She's come and gone. You missed it, Iggy.
I know. I feel bad, too. If I knew she was going to quit, I would have went that night, but I figured we had time. But she quit and left town, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, her boyfriend got mad at me for texting, and her boyfriend grabbed the phone and started texting me, don't be talking to her no more. And I was like, well, she gave me her number. Am I not supposed to talk to her? You know,
hello. I didn't know she had a boyfriend. Amazing.
Yeah.
She was right there.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Oh, thank you, Lefty.
Biff, I got to go. I got emails to read.
All right.
Thanks.
See you, Biff.
Great poem.
Delightful. Right,
stay at the ballpark. Go to the back. Welcome back from the Derby.
Wish wish we could have had a kayak situation at some point during the poem.
Don't say kayak.
Guys, why couldn't the flood have washed Biff away along with the Hooters waitress?
No, we don't wish that. He lives way in the penthouse apartment. Floodwater's not going to get him.
Guys, this douche either rhymes the same word or turns the sentence around Yoda style, and on the end, the verb he puts. That's from Matt who bowls and hangs. Doug, I'm going to ship a text of the day award to Matt who bowls and hangs.
That's worth the sandwich at Lion's Choice.
That's right. We'll have the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano here in about 15 minutes. But first, we have that Hot Shots email of the day. But I got to tell you about Office Essentials, the company that we used when we moved offices. It's the company we used, the company we recommend, Office Essentials. They've been helping businesses, boards and small, with their office furniture projects in 2001, and just helped us with new furniture for our new business office. I worked with Chris Fortune, and he provided us drawings and space planning. It really made a difference. They even have the cool 3D drawings, which helped us visualize the space. It's Office Essentials. Check them out online, everybody. Check them out online at RethinkTheEssentials.com. And if you're in the market for an attorney, Doug, it's JMH Law Firm. JMH Law Firm. Are we clear? Harvath. JMH Law Firm and attorney Joe Harvath. Providing passionate and aggressive criminal representation at reasonable rates. If you've been charged with a felony, misdemeanor, or traffic offense, you better go to NeedALawyerSTL.com. Traffic ticket, DUI, personal injury, you better go to NeedALawyerSTL.com. Got a DUI after a TMA Live? You better go to NeedALawyerSTL.com. It's NeedALawyerSTL.com and JMH Law Firm. Or call 314-827-6222 for JMH Law and attorney Joe Harvath.
With offices in St. Charles and Webster Groves, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely upon advertisements. Doug, and you know something about Zero Res, don't you, Jack?
Well, I know that it's the best carpet cleaner, not only in this region, but in all regions around the country now.
No.
Been in St. Louis for, I think, a little less than a year. But I can tell you, they're the best that I've ever used. I had them to my house, and they did just a fabulous job. My carpets look brand new. They got a special going on right now. You're going to say, well, what about it? Well, it's three rooms, $119. And you're going to say, well, I can wait forever. That deal will last. It won't last. It will not. Three rooms for $119. That's a good deal in the carpet cleaning business. Here's a phone number you might want to call. I'll give it now. 314-474-2020. You're saying, well, but the company doesn't have a website. Well, you're wrong again. They have a website, and I'll give that to you now because that's where you can find a lot more information. Here's their website. ZeroResSTL.com.
That's right.
ZeroResSTL.com. Plus, they've got that Gotta Love It guarantee.
That's right.
If they come out and clean your carpet and you say, I don't like, I whine about things, they will come back out and they will make sure that it's all good. That's the Gotta Love It guarantee. They never leave a job until you are 100% satisfied. That's Zero Res. Spell it forward, spell it backward. It spells the same. Questions? Yes, Jim.
We just had Biff do poetry, very successful. People loved it. They gravitated. Why don't you do a little rhyme at the end? Something like Zero Res, because Dougie says.
The phone number is 314-474-2020. Zero Res, because Dougie says.
Nice, nice.
Marketing, marketing, marketing.
Nice. Doug's passion of Zero Res reminds me a lot of his passion in the bedroom. To say he is a selfish lover is absurd. Thanks, Scott's wrinkled ball sack.
Well, it's good to know you have passion.
Commentary.
Guys, Biff makes me love America more. The fact that a man who can barely speak runs a successful business speaks to the greatness of our land. It's from Timmy Tom Tom.
Biff is leading the life the rest of us only dream about.
He was just in Louisville for about 2 weeks, just because he did well.
Picked up another 12 grand, did he say?
Yep. Ah, Beer Cats with an invite, Iggy. This is important to you because Lady Beer Cats is going to be at TMA Live tomorrow night at Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. Larry Nichols graduation party. And Beer Cats says, Tim, post show at Larry Flint's Hustler Club tomorrow night. Invite Biff. I'm sure Iggy would join us too. That sounds like he's inviting you for an MMF.
Is it amateur night?
Duck?
I don't know. That makes a difference?
I may think, well, if it's amateur night, then maybe there's a certain person that would get up there and try to win some money.
Who's that? Barbara Dare?
No.
Iggy's got it for Lady Beer Cat, Doug, and he's got it.
You got it bad, and that ain't good.
She belongs to another, Iggy.
She does. She is so cute, though.
Here we go.
I know, but that's someone else's love.
Oh, I think Beer Cats understands it. I just think she's cute.
Great Sexual is this magical place to me that's between asexual and someone who's sexual.
Okay.
Now, if they were swingers, yeah, maybe, but I don't know if they are.
Well, you have to bring someone to the table, too, to be a swinger.
Yeah, isn't that right? It's not fair if
Johnny
you...
Weir.
Oh, I'll find somebody. Are we done? Well, the problem is you got to bring someone that the other person would enjoy. You can't just bring some...
Maybe post something on the fan page. We were able to get another golfer to get a foursome going in 40 minutes.
Hey, I need somebody to swing tonight. Anybody available?
That would be an interesting little post. I'm sure all the answers would be on the up and up, too.
We know there are a lot of hot women on that fan page.
There are.
See?
A lot of them aren't available now because they're at 314 Sports taking softball practice. And a lot of baseball players are doing the same because it's like the best indoor training center in town. 314 Sports is a baseball tournament company. It's a training center, and they also home of the St. Louis Redbirds Baseball Club. Camps are coming up. Camps are coming up. 314 is your one-stop shop for summer camps at just $99 for their four-day camps. The best deal in town. Plus, you can add afternoons and Fridays. Boys and girls ages 5 to 14 for this one. They'll get access to the entire training facility, and the camps are run by their team of certified instructors. No, I'm pretty sure we're going to keep it at 5 to 14. Camp starts June 5th. Let's call it June 5th, and they'll fill up fast, so you need to register quickly. Groups of five will be offered great discounts, or you can mention you heard about it here and get the Vaughn special discount. That's what you can get. Baseball camps at 314 Training Academy. It's right off Strassner Drive in Brentwood. Absolutely great weekly activity for teams of all ages. Here's the website. I'll give it now.
Yeah.
314sports.com.
Unreal.
Let's say the ages of 5 to 14 this time.
When you say something like, let's say, because you also said that about when one of the sessions started, is that possible that you made it up on the fly?
No, I'm just trying to make it sound folksy.
Yeah, that's the move. Always
like
sound folksy.
If you go to buy a used car and they go, hey, I like that Toyota Supra.
Mm-hmm.
How many miles? It actually has 94,000. They go, let's say 50.
Right. That wouldn't be that folksy.
Let's say. He didn't say it was accurate. He just said, let's say it.
Yeah.
Guys, make sure you stop by Golf Galaxy tomorrow before TMA Live for celebrity sightings. Or mainly Big Al just hitting balls. It's from PGA Pro Dan. Doug, I got to get a 3-wood from PGA Pro Dan. I need it. The 3-wood I'm carrying. Yeah, you have like persimmon woods or something.
I used Iggy's 3-wood yesterday.
And you shaved strokes.
Well, yeah, boy, it helps to have decent clubs. My clubs are every bit of 30 years old.
And yet you
same with the bag.
You still were Gurr.
Gurr.
Greens and regulation, baby. Oh, greens and regulation.
Some of them.
Yeah, I guess you never listen to Johnny Miller.
Yeah, I'd like new clubs, but... Yeah, it's hard to justify the expense when you don't play much. A really good set of clubs is what, $1,000 or more.
You got it,
guys.
Take it
I put
out of your sock drawer.
Okay,
guys, I put bacon bits in Doug's hair so they rain down on me when we bang. What is that even?
I'll tell you what it is. It's a cause for a suspension. Who was it, Tim?
Mr. Nipples.
Thank you, Lefty. Mr. Nipples has been suspended. He's wondering how long. It's a period of 2 days' time for being vile. That's why.
Iggy, my wife will swing with you tomorrow night. I will watch. That's from Grimy from South County. So now the offers are starting to come in.
How about that?
Love it.
Have you seen his wife?
Grimy's? Yeah. No, I don't know. Do you know her?
No, I'd have to see it first.
See it?
Don't say it. I have to see it.
Trying to get to one of those two teams. Look up their schedule here quick.
Well, send me a picture, Grimy. We'll talk.
You're interesting.
I don't care who watches. I'm not.
But we don't know that the Beer Cats family is on board with this. I mean, we're kind of progressing.
It seems like they are. They've invited him out to the club.
Well, they invited a bunch of people, I'm guessing.
Right. I mean, they invited
first base. Let me just send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you.
Okay.
Send something to Bill.
They invited me and Biff, and I just don't know if that's what a couple is looking for.
Well, I wasn't even invited then, so.
Oh, I thought you said Iggy.
No, I think they mentioned you as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I haven't checked, but.
Yeah, I think there's a hidden message in there.
Are we done?
Not done
maybe
yet.
Biff can lend me a Hooters girl or a DB's girl or somebody else.
Tim, Iggy can bring his Lady Gaga blow-up doll. That's from Mae Young's newborn hand.
Don't have one.
Yet.
I haven't. Yeah, they haven't made one yet.
Wait. Guys, Iggy calls women it because all he's really interested in is their skin robe.
That should be texted.
Yeah, we already shipped one out, though.
I'll get his name. I'll send him $20 for pasta.
Just send the guy $20 for that?
That was funny.
Iggy, my Meemaw is single and ready to drop her britches if you're interested in a lady in your own age range. That's from Timmy Recaps, who you say is a member of the CJ6, but they say he is not.
Yeah. Well, what does she look like? I don't have an age restriction.
Send a picture of Meemaw, big guy.
I've gone from 70-something, so...
Guys, good to know the old creep is selective. Take what you can get, you old queen. Justin in Columbia decided to strike.
Off.
It was harsh.
Frank Cusimano.
All right, Doug, it's time for the Hot Shots email today, and let's do it and do it well. Unbelievable. Misty Plops with the lead in the month of May, trying to make it 4 in a row for the Tigers Slam. Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots, the prize. Morning, fellas. I wanted to thank you for lunch yesterday. Tim showed how cool he is. Doug held court like a statesman. The cat was a delight. Darren was high. And, of course, Iggy was a creep. What I don't understand is Seymour. The guy is a nice, normal, genuine gentleman. While I was highly disappointed it didn't devolve into an MMMMMMMMMF, I enjoyed the fellowship. Later, skaters, that's from Zach, a.k.a. the kids in Martin's basement.
The kids in Martin's basement.
Guys, a Biff-inspired poem. Biff, I hope you choke on a chicken wing at Hooters. You suck at poems, so go get neutered. You are painfully boring, nothing more than a hick. You get on the air just to suck Tim's...
No.
Biff, I've gotta go is the best part of your call. Hopefully tonight at the game, you get hit in the head with a ball. Go find any part of the flood left and jump in. If that happens, look at my face and see the grin. Justin in Colombia struck again.
Justin in Colombia.
The beauty of this show is that some wacko called in who had written a thesis about sitcom property values. Probably titled something like, Can Sitcom Homes Be Afforded? A Study of Class, Assumed Wealth, and Economics. And I found myself hoping that you would bump Matt Vasgersian in order to talk to this weirdo just a little bit longer. Thank you. That comes from a tool belt for daddy.
Tool belt for daddy.
Morn, in honor of Jim Hay's shoulder hair, is a haiku. Check hole for oil. Small taste of a twink's hot mud.
No.
Choco
no.
Fudge pies. Twink about it. That's from Tunnels 12,000.
Absolutely not.
Doug, this guy, you know, it's kind of like Jimmy Furyk. The swing doesn't look good, but then you see the result. You go, the formula works. The formula works, Jack.
No. Vile.
Guys, Plops here.
Anybody out there.
When my friends and I sit around and talk about the film catalog of Meg Tilly, as we often do, we often talk about her and her sister's breasts. What? Are we done? Great job, Iggy, and good show prep. Way to try to take an interview down the hot lesbian sister road with a 57-year-old woman who regularly speaks out about being the victim of sexual abuse as a child. I'm sure you were the highlight of her day, you faux Bermudian creep. Good grab, though. I looked out for a new movie, War Machine. Meg is literally 15th on the gas list. 15th. Serious question, is she an extra? You're on a sports station in Morning Drive in Market 25 or something, and you're interviewing a lady that falls 7 slots lower in the booking order than Anthony Michael Hall in 2017. What would the big rig say about this? He'd be so disappointed, no doubt. And he'd probably phone you naked from a tanning bed to tell you so. If you guys want, I can pass along Dave's number. Remember when they filmed that terrible soccer movie, The Game of Their Lives, here about 10 years ago? Yeah, well, Dave's car can be seen parked across the street from St. Ambrose Church at the 14-minute mark of that movie. It's true. You can make out half the license plate. I'll text the Sea Monster his digits. Thanks, guys. Me? I'm Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Morning, fellas. The discussion of the socioeconomic plausibility of certain TV shows of yesteryear had me thinking about a familiar fave, Melrose Place. I'm not sure how a doctor, fashion designer, struggling writer, receptionist, laborer, gay social worker, waitress, and a photographer could all live in the same apartment complex. But what I do know is that this weekend, I plan on screwing Doug worse than Michael screwed Jane when he banged her crazy sister, Sydney. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Awful. Hipster, Tower Grove South.
Hi, I am looking for a guy between the ages of 22 and 78 to come over and treat me like a moped. All you have to do is sit on my back and I will scoot around my den like a naughty little Vespa. Don't shy away because you are worried about making subpar scooter sounds. I will make those sounds. You just have to twist my ear to make me go fast. And then I will make the appropriate revving sound to whatever speed we are going. Mutual touching is allowed, and I would prefer us both to be topless, but I am not gay. After a few hours, I will make a little sputtering sound like I'm breaking down, and then you will have to hop off and fix me. I'll leave that to your imagination. But I would like you to flip me up my back, give me a shameful look over and say, the nipples on these damn things always go out first. And then act like you're replacing my nipples.
It's too much. Doug, it's
how
too
long
much.
Is it? And don't say naughty little Vespa.
I'm not gay. We can do this until 4 in the morning or until we get tired. On your way out, you can stop by the freezer and grab yourself some homemade meat jerky. My wife made it last night. And there's nothing wrong with it. We just have too much. Thanks.
We didn't need that last sentence.
Well, it shows he's not gay.
What was that?
That comes from Craig. And that's what we have for Craig. The Hot Shots email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady.
I can't vote for Craig because it was just too much, so I'm going Plops.
I'll go for Craig.
Yeah, I go with Craig as well. There were some great ones. The Sea Monster was right. He put together a wonderful order. Well done. Congratulations to Craig. You have won a Lemmings lunch, and actually that was Matt who bowls at Hank's.
It wasn't Craig at all.
Time for us to shut it down. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Only a couple suspensions today, Doug, with Right Business products and their wonderful pen selection. Frank's up next. It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plow Red Sox, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.